cut us off again, or it overheated and timed out on us. Cutting it off on you.
Long-winded rag chewers. I don't know.
AK4FTU for ID. Yeah, I guess Cody's got the right idea. They don't, for some reason, they don't want us talking on the 130 machine.
Okay. Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India.
Yeah, I don't care. I want to mess around here tomorrow.
Up there in Charlotte don't like me.
KK4FTU.
Oh man, that's funny.
KK4HSB monitoring.
I was just about watching that. I gotta deal with this cat. He wants something. Here we go. I see. No, there's noise in here. I think it's a refrigerator there. They see you and they're causing it.
Do. Doing, talking about me? KQ4HXB, Earl for ID.
I see how they refuse, I just throw out of one night. Drinking yet? Hey, this guy, I'll catch you guys in the morning.
RQO, technically, it is morning.
XB, RQO. We're just here waiting on you guys.
73's also, KK4FTU. Y'all take care and do it again tomorrow. I'm out of here.
Hang in here for a minute or two.
Help it.
Hang in here for a minute. Don't go to bed.
Are you laughing than being mad at someone?
Nobody mad at anyone.
Well, it wasn't too happy with me after eating chili this morning, but, other than that, you got that right. KK4RQO.
KK4HXB.
That was TMI, Cody, TMI. Hopefully the paint's still on the walls.
Yeah, stay put.
Tape this conversation. All right, let me get to our reviews. We should tape this one. So my friends up north can get a laugh out of it.
If you think the conversation here is funny, you should see what I've got on my phone for messages if I got my hands full. It isn't the usual, text me, I can't talk right now, call me later, or I'll call you later, or whatever. Mine's more like, I'm in a meeting right now with the president. I got some paperwork to take care of, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I got some interesting responses for folks that call me when my hands are full. It's a shame I can't watch their facial expression when they get them.
I still think on that golf cart is Shelby's going to be a lot of fun. Me and a couple of blind guys are going to have a contest. And I know we can do it safely, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun to do it. I wouldn't do any burnouts. I told the nurse I won't do no more burnouts with big box Chevys making 500 horsepower no more. I won't do that no more. I'll be good. I got in trouble for doing that?
Checks me Friday. Where's that buddy at?
Could you believe I did a burnout with a 550 horsepower motor in the park line? Would you believe someone called the cops?
Repeat that.
Now, my buddy's small block, about 550 horsepower, with real loud headers on my buddy of mine. And they called the cops. Can you believe that?
At this point in time, I don't believe anything's going on.
Well, I burned the tires right straight down the road. It was a private road. They came over, sent the cops all over, yelling at us.
Okay, Kip. Get me Friday. You know, at this point in time, where we are with the coronavirus, they gonna do whatever they want to do to put us in our place. So if, you know, the American people are being hustled.
It's up to us to solve it. We can. We just got to put pressure in the right places. And the reason they're trying to stop us is because they know they're wrong, and that's what the issue's about. And it's all right. England's doing the same thing. You know, they're all doing it. It's a way to change the world the way we don't want to go. This has been coming for the last 100 years, so this is nothing new.
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you feel that you being hustled?
Numbers don't make sense. The numbers, they're not right.
Well, then why don't the American people stand up and say, look, we're being hustled, because the American people are dumbfounded to the situation and they displacent to the situation that's going on.
Enough, because they're getting scared by the news media to stop from doing it. And it'll come out. It's going to come out. It's all going to come out. I feel bad. I mean, trust me, I'm one of the ones in my diary to stay, but at the end of the day, if I got to live like this, it isn't living. So why worry about it?
Well, I have all my friends, and they, you know, it's a conspiracy theorist at this point in time. But yet, you got 100 million people that's dying throughout the world, but yet nobody can back up what they're saying.
You know, the numbers back, and it's not that many people. And they're classifying all kinds of deaths. The whole thing is, it's a control issue in the world. We just shut the world down. We shut the biggest economies in the world down. I don't know if you don't understand. You can't do that. Eventually, you got to put them back running, because there won't be nothing left.
One thing about the situation is, I love my country more than the next man, but I have no sympathy for my country, because my country can't realize that they're being fleeced.
They're just scared. People are scared. You know, people get scared. People panic when they see stuff like this. Why? They don't understand why. And that scares you. It scared me. When I was sitting here in the hospital, I almost died a couple times. I was like, man, how am I going to get through this? And I remember Dr. King. We sat down, we prayed together, Catholic, and we sat down, and you know what? He said, I think you can get through this. You just got to be strong enough to do it.
Well, you know, most of the people out there don't have enough the things that they got between their legs to do this. So what they gonna do, they gonna sit here and listen to everybody else, tell them what they need to do.
Well, you know, but I'm just saying, I'm looking out, you know, like you guys, you know, I think a lot of you guys, I remember when Garrett Kaff or DOS came over one day, and I mean, I was hurt real bad. He helped me with something. And I was on 6 liters of oxygen in the corner. I couldn't even hardly get out of my chair. You know, and I did stuff anyway.
Play it by ear and see what happens. You know, Georgia just came yesterday and said that they was going to do this thing till May 1st. And, you know, May 1st, then it's going to go on and on and on. When we get through this, it's going to be January 1st, 2011, after the election's over. That's when it's going to die.
Could go on that long.
100.
I'll try that. I know it's not going to.
But play it by ear and see what happens. You know, most people think it's a conspiracy, but this is real, baby. You know, we need to get down here and think about what's going on. I played golf today with, and everybody had their own golf cart. So let's play it by ear and see what happens.
A big chess game, that's all it is. Remember that. And move, counter move. Remember that. That's all it is. Move, counter move. That's just all this is. And it's the one that's got more nerve than anybody else is who's got back now. So let's just see what everybody's got.
Sam, you need to think about our governor in South Carolina. He's playing this. You know, heard Rush Limbaugh say today that everybody was losing money because of the states are not getting any taxes. So, thanks to McMaster, he's breaking our state.
Let's see tomorrow what he says to Tara in the morning. Let's see, the pressure's going to keep up. And we're all going to keep it up. So let's see what happens, because tomorrow I got things to do, and if I can do it, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do it.
I'm thinking about filing a class out lawsuit against him in the state.
Keep himself open for federal lawsuits, county lawsuits. He can get sued all over the place, and it's going to happen.
Well, you know, I'm talking to attorneys as we speak, and they said it's unconstitutional what he's doing.
Words have hidden things in them that most people don't know. See, I want to get into this stuff on here because politics is the one thing I don't like discussing on here, but I'm telling you, I checked into a lot of this stuff, and it's a nasty game.
Well, the whole world's a nasty game. You know, it's either be hustled or be hustled.
Like I told my family, I said, you better put your money where your mouth is.
That's right.
My big mouth, I don't see much money coming out of it.
Yeah, but it's going to get nasty before it gets better.
Tell me something. I saw my cat, one of that cat killed a mouse. And let me tell you something. I watch how that cats and tigers fight. They're not nice. They're nasty things.
No, I hate to say it, but, you know, it's going to get really nasty before it gets better.
All right, so I'm just going to keep going, and if I get counterpunched, I'll punch back, that's all. And we'll see what happens. And I don't want to do the rest of camp, but... So what do? We got thrown out of two repeaters so far tonight?
Well, I'll look at it this way. We'd rather hang together than hang separate.
Worried about it. I mean, I'm not scared of it. My brother's wife gave me a hard time. I said, you give me a hard time all you want to. I said, you know, and the funny thing is, when I went trash buying, it was kind of funny that, I mean, when you're blind, how did you do it? I mean, I'm not being idiot about this. How do you expect blind people to do these things?
But you don't. You just have to play it by ear. You know, don't let anyone manipulate you. You just kind of hang back and observe what's going on.
We'll see what the social worker does if she comes over here tomorrow. Well, today.
No, just hang back and listen and observe what's going on, and you can take it and run with it.
Honestly, she's helped me before. She's a real good, you know, these people are really nice people. And they do the best they can, and they got a miserable job doing that stuff. I'm going to see 73s. That might make me a drink before I go to bed to calm my nerves.
Roger that. Get you some rest. KK4HXB, I'll be talking to Richard. 4HXB, Cody, where you at, baby?
Here looking like this.
Roger that. It's getting you kind of thinking about where the apocalypse is going.
Did I hear so much about all this stuff day in, day out, day in, day out? I just try to, once it hits evening time, I just try to focus on some other stuff there, because you hear enough of that crap through the day. It's like they always say, leave you work at work.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my tomato plants and my pepper plants and my onions. I looked at my tomatoes. I mean, let me refresh that. My tomatoes and they and K coming up there. God, they're looking good.
Roger. That's a good deal. How was I going to say?
Oh, mercy.
And I forgot what I was going to say. I haven't heard nothing yet, but hopefully here before too long, I'll finally have a better antenna tower stuck up in the yard.
Yeah, I'm looking at a 30-foot myself, and maybe we can, you know, get everything out and talk to each other.
So, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. And I tell you something else. You missed a heck of a time last night. I should have messaged you, but I wasn't expecting to be caught off guard to do it. I was running the Stevens County Amateur Radio Society net, like I always do on Thursdays, but I had to run it Tuesday. Yeah. Let's see what. Hang on just a second here. Lord have mercy.
Point
your antenna
about 10 degrees.
Anyways, ran it Tuesday, and,
oh, mercy. It was,
excuse me, it was sure enough an interesting ordeal. I sat there, no one said nothing. I probably keyed up on the bank. I said, is anyone going to run the net? No response. So I started running the net, jumped on 806, started running the net. Had a fella come, he's like, yeah, I'll be your alternate net control. Well, this feller, I forget his call. He didn't know the first thing about what he was supposed to be doing, so I was pretty much running the whole thing solo. I said, are you making notes of all the content? He's like, well, no, if you really need me to do that, I can go in the house and get a pen and paper. I'm like, I'm thinking about myself, I didn't tell him this, but I'm like, really, what do you think an alternate net control does? But yeah, it was an interesting net for what it was, that's for sure.
Oh, Roger that. Richard, KK4A, Richard, where you at, buddy? In bed.
Yeah. He was going on to bed. He sent me a text, so I says, well, I'll catch you tomorrow. But, yeah. Oh, mercy. Yeah, I do remember talking to old Al. It's been a while. It's been a long while there. I took his information down because he's going to give me a few ideas about machining stuff and whatever with my vision and all. Now I remember. Yeah, I've talked to him before.
I planted my peppers and my onions and let's see, my pole beans and my tomatoes. I watered them today.
Yeah, probably tomorrow. I'm probably gonna go up to the barn. Hang on just a second. Beyond there, but anyway, probably tomorrow we'll take the tractor up to the barn and hook up to the bush hog and do a little maintenance work on it. Actually, hooking the bush hog up ain't bad. It's going to be getting that dang box blade off the back of the tractor. That's where the real fun's going to be.
Am I going to come up here and let me fix the air conditioner?
No, I don't know what she's going to do with that thing. I told her, about the, I just converted it over. She's like, oh, no, I've got a new one. You all this stuff, and you got to pull this up. I'm like, no, I think you just replace a few internal components in the thing, but the compressor and stuff is going to stay in there. I don't know what she's going to do. I said, just let me know something, and I'll let him know.
Well, I might just have to just run up there one weekend and see what we got to do.
Yeah. Well, like I said, just give me a holler and come on down. And, yeah, we'll give you the grand tour and sit you down on the bucket and see if I can spray you with milk out of the cow.
What's Mama want when I get there? I want some pinto beans and cornbread.
Roger, I'll let her know that. Or I think we've got some black-eyed peas floating around. I'll have to see what we got in the stock here, but yeah, I'll let her know for sure. get that chow chow.
I got the refrigerator. I just canned a bunch of chili beans this past weekend.
You put mustard seeds in your pickled eggs and stuff. You use mustard seeds to do some pickles. And I don't know if you ever tried that, Cap, all right?
Oh, come on back.
I don't know about you, I can pickle a lot of stuff. Like, you'd be surprised at things you can pickle.
And about 8 or 10 pint jars of chili beans this weekend. Because you don't never know what's going to happen.
You got to make sure you seal the lids, right? If you get them sealed, right? Another thing you can do with food stewards that's really good is vacuum sealing them, too.
That's what I've done. I got a 23-quart cannon. I've canned that, and then when they done their thing, it was like everybody snapped their fingers.
I better jump out of here, because I'm never going to get to bed. I have no idea when the social worker is going to call me in the morning. I better make sure I'm half alive anyway.
We'll put it into sleep mode for sure.
I used to check in the nets up north. They had a little net, and that's my message. Guys, if you're going to learn these years, let's get a net going. I got a net going one night, and they asked me to, up north, I joined in. I said, guys, let's see if we can wear this thing out. But this is what I want to say is that, you know, most people don't understand. If no one uses repeaters, no one ever monitoring, what good is it? Because no one ever, there's some have, no one's ever there to help anyone that needs it. I try to in case someone jumps in so you can deal with that. Tomorrow, do you have a Bridgeport up there by any chance? Yes.
If I do, they're probably going to hold on to that sucker for dear life there. But if I find someone, I'll let you know.
King of Three Main Baron Caps, they always got one.
Roger, Roger. What? Is your number still, dang it, I ain't got my other phone in here. Yeah, I got your number there. You gave it to me back a couple of years ago. Is it still the same?
It's been changed a couple of times. It's 864-382-6108.
Yeah. Hang on just one second there. All right. Okay. Sorry about that, Audi. Give me that again. I had to pull up my contact. This phone, I got a new phone, and all my junk that I'm used to working is all a little bit different on this thing, but I got it up now.
That's 864-382-6108. 73. I'm going to listen to Harry Mason. Then I'll listen to Twilight Zone, because that show almost fits in. And then, was it George Wells, Orson Welles, there, the old boy, with some of his parodies and radio show he did. Orson Welles was pretty funny. The way he was made for it was pretty funny. I remember hearing the War on the Walls one time on the radio. Man, I could see someone in the 40s going nuts.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to my dad tomorrow evening. I'll talk to him tomorrow evening. I may have him give you a holler, and he can help you out there most likely. So you may see like a 404-483 number come through. But like I said, that'll be my dad, and he can probably help you out there. Roger.
I would think he would really help me out with that stuff. It's not a hard thing to do. It'll take us 20 minutes to do it. And wherever he wants from Hay, wherever he wants, we'll work it out.
You're Roger. He's really amazing with the stuff, for sure.
Okay, Clear, I'm going to jump out of here. Cat 4 and clear, I'm going to try to get to bed this time.
Alright, 7-3's my friend. Good to hear, buddy. It's been a while. Alrighty. Hey, Earl, you still out there? Do you run off and let the dog out?
No, kick you for it. Check speed, 7-3's. Get you some prayers. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Want some cornbread, pinto beans, and onion.
You give me a heads up for those when you're actually going to show up at the door, and I'll make sure she has it on, Roger.
I'll give you about a day in advance, which is probably coming quick.
That should work.
I walk in the door, she gonna get crazy. Yeah, tell me, Corbett, I'm just a sort of redneck.
Much of nothing.
Figure out what we, an hour? Let me see, I'm in Travis Red, so I can hit the, do the back country and be there in what, an hour?
Yeah, give or take. Yeah, give or take.
Going through Wahala, yeah, I could be there in an hour.
Anyways, oh, mercy. Yeah, I tell you something funny. If you really want to do something to mess with, you want to see something really screw with people's heads, this is what you ought to do. Go find you a large hand sanitizer jug and fill that sucker up with dishwasher detergent. Stick it out on a table with a sign that says free hand sanitizer. And just see what happens. Sit back and watch the fun.
Now, you don't know what funny is. You need to think about funny is my 300-pound wife getting caught up in the outhouse. And, you know, that I've tried to pull her out and it doesn't work.
I take it you didn't try to tow her up behind the pick-em-up or the Jeep or whatever?
You get a 300-pound woman in the outhouse, that ain't gonna happen.
Roger, on the some disassembly is 100% required. how'd you end up getting her out?
Let me tell you, I told her the other day, I said, you need to lose some weight. She looked at me and she says, I got a $30,000 Harley sitting out there and I'm going to ride it. Have you ever seen a big woman on the back of a Harley going down the road? That is the most disgusting thing in the world.
Yes, I don't even need that visual in my head. That's worse than having nightmares of Freddy Krueger. Anyways, although there is one perk to that. If you got it just right and drop the clutch, you can ride an easy wheelie down the road.
Got out three clutches. And ain't nothing like a big old woman with her butt hanging over. Nah, you know, it's hard to ride a Harley that big with a big old woman on the back.
Definitely ain't no leaning into the turns on the mountain switchbacks, that's for sure.
With the flow.
Roger. I feel bad for the bike, I really do.
You know, it's kind of funny, but you know, after it's all done, no whiz, my bike's been parked for a long time. I can't afford to ride her around.
Roger. Oh, mercy. Oh, yeah. One of these days, I'm going to have to get out there for nothing else just to see in person some of these amazing toys you've been sending me pictures of. For sure. Well, I hate to do it, but I think I'm going to go ahead and motorbate onto the bed so I can get up in the morning and do the whole farm thing all over again.
We'll catch y'all tomorrow. And hey, I think I'm gonna make a note for the next time to jump on this repeater instead of the 130, so you can get a consistent connection there.
And well, I think I'm gonna hit it myself. Kicking for HXB, I think I'm gonna be gone.
F3 is KK4 RQO clear.